水戸教会で説教はしてない、前回は、この間の6月でしたので、今日は、久しぶりに、メッセージを、皆さんと分かち合いたいと思います。もしかしたらこのメッセージが終わったら、もっと時間が与えた欲しかったなと思うかもしれない、んですけど、祈ったように神様が私たちに目を開いて、耳を開いて、心を開くことも願っています。僕は、本当は宣教師、教会を牧会する、ような仕事、そういう生活に目指したわけでもなくて、そういうような宣教師になるつもりも全くなかった。鈴木先生と広瀬さんが、13歳に、今度大人になったらぜひまた、日本に来て、宣教師としてと言った時には、僕はありがとう、でも全然そういうつもりはなくて、小学校の先生になるつもりだった。で、大学の授業では、何がその自分の教育で何年が一番大切なのかと聞いたら、幼稚園が一番大切なのです。なぜかというと、幼稚園で学んでる土台によって大学に進めるから、その幼稚園が一番大切なので、今日も原点のところ、私たちの信仰の原点のところに戻りたいと思います。 So it's been a while since I've had the opportunity to be able to be with you standing here sharing a message. The last time was June, so it's been several months. And when this morning's message is done, you may wish it was longer than it has been. But my prayer is that echoing the prayer of both Charles and Yutaka, that our eyes, our ears, our hearts will be open to this morning's message. You know, I was not intending to be a minister or to be a missionary. My desire or my dream, my plan was to be an elementary school teacher. And I especially wanted to teach the younger grades. And I remember in my university class, the professor asked, what is the most important year of education for a student? And opened it up and let us guess when that was. And what she said was, actually, kindergarten is the most important year of your education. Because the things that you learn there and the way that you're shaped as a person in kindergarten forms who you will be the rest of your life. If you don't learn the basic foundation, if you're not formed in a healthy way as a person in kindergarten, you can never make it to university. So this morning, I want us to go back to kindergarten in our faith, and we're going to be reminded of a few things there. You know, I have been traveling all over. I was in Cambodia, and then after that, I was in Canada and the U.S., and I got to meet all kinds of people and see all kinds of churches. Some of the people were really cool. Some of them are strange, like the people up there in that corner. But it's a good time for us to be thinking about, it was a good time for me again to think about us as the people of God, and also be thinking specifically about this family of God, and where God is taking us and where He's calling us to grow. So this morning, I pray that you will join me in this journey. しばらくカンボジアと、日本以外の教会、カンボジアとあとカナダ、シンガポール、アメリカの、教会、兄弟姉妹と時間を過ごせて、とても素敵な人もいたし、とても変な人もいたんだけど、それぞれの人の中で、その神様の恵みが、気づいて、 また、神様はどういうふうにその子供たち、彼の子供たちその教会を使わせていただいているかを気づいたし、またこの教会でも私たちに何が目指しているのかをまた考えさせる時間を持ちましたので、今朝私が祈っているのは、私たちがその旅、その歩みに一緒に行けるように祈っています。で、私たちが向こうにカナダとアメリカに行った間に、ヒロ君が一つ気づいたのは、向こうの教会は一般の兄弟姉妹が、礼拝の中に、そのこっちに立っている人たちに頼るんじゃなくて、彼らもそっちにその礼拝の中に入っている、もう心も全身も頭も、だから、こっちで何かがあっても聖霊様の導きによってもうみんなが同じ方向に向いている心は。また、その教会では一般の兄弟姉妹が、伝道をしたり、聖書の勉強、教会内での聖書の勉強もやっていて、彼のイメージは今まではやっぱり牧師先生とか宣教師が説教をしたり、聖書の勉強をしたりだけど、あそこは、兄弟姉妹もそういうことに入ってやってることを気づいて、これからも私たちがそういうような家族になったらと祈っています。 So one of the things that Hiro commented to me that I thought was interesting、is that he noticed the maturity of、some of the people that he met when we were in some of the other churches、we were at one of the churches in Oklahoma, and he said the maturity of the church was such that God carried the whole group together in that process of worship. It wasn't just dependent on the people who were leading the worship, but everybody was there, everybody was prepared, everybody was in, and they were all going together. He also noticed that a lot of the church members were involved in preaching, were involved in teaching, were involved in evangelism and doing Bible studies with other people. A lot of the ministries were led by the leaders, not by the official church leaders. And that was something that really impressed him. And then he said, I hope that we can continue to mature and grow in that. 今朝は、その内容について、このテモテ4章が、第1テモテの4章が書いてある。で、アスシさんがこのテーマを僕に、渡した時には、肉体の鍛錬ということを、第1テモテ4章肉体鍛錬と書いて、僕がそれを見たらマジかと思った。やべえな、僕は何も肉体鍛錬について何にも教えられない、一番ふさわしくない人だなって思って、いや、もう空手の先生に任せようと思ってたんだけど、今日はその肉体鍛錬と同じように、私たちの、霊的な鍛錬について見てみたいと思います。からその肉体鍛錬もいくらかは有益ですが、この8節に書いてありますように、今の命と未来の命が約束されている経験は全てに有益です。で、今朝私たちの、ポイント、私たちのポイントは、経験。経験というのは神らしさ、神様のらしさ、神のような性格、神のような、人になる、それを私たちが目指しています。アツシ gave me you know, he's the one who kind of figures out this is what we're going to talk about, this is the preaching schedule, this is the series. And we talk about it and discuss, but he kind of arranges that. And he handed me a piece of paper, and it said November 3rd, 1 Timothy 4, physical training. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. Because I am like the last person in the world who can teach anything about physical training. It's like physical education class, I was like always trying to figure out a way to act like I was sick, okay? So that I wouldn't have to change my clothes and go to physical education class. You know, I like barely passed all the time. It's like everybody's going over there to do their exercise. Like, I think I got something over here I got to do. It's like really, really, maybe I'll come over there later when I'm done. I avoid it. That's the part of my life where I have the least amount of confidence. So when I saw that this was my topic, I was like, oh, dear Jesus, deliver me from this. Which he didn't. But verse 8, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. So our physical training does have value. It has value for this life. But godliness, the spiritual training, has value for this life and for the life yet to come. And that's today's point, okay? That's the focus. This is the word that I want you to think of, is godliness. Now, we use words all the time. We throw them all around in our worship all the time because, like, we know that those are the churchy words. Godliness. But what does godliness mean? We're going to get more into that. But what I want you to think of, godliness is God-likeness. Taking on God's character. And becoming like God. Having the heart of God. And developing that. So when we're talking about weight gain, this is the kind of weight gain that we are looking for. Unfortunately, there's also another kind of weight gain. Okay, this is the other kind of weight gain. Both of them are weight gain. It's just that one is good and one is bad. And in our spiritual lives, we have weight gain in either way. And we can decide which kind of weight gain we're going to have. で、私たちも、あの、肉体的な、操縦がありますが、その、こっちかこっち、どっちかを選べなきゃいけない。どっちかを選べなきゃいけないけど、どっちかになるかを、そっちもその自由さがあります。それでは、第一テモテ4章の1節に、パウロが、テモテにあのこれを書いてあります。しかし、御霊が明らかにに言われるように、後の時代になると、ある人たちは、惑わす霊と悪霊の教えととに心を奪われ、信仰から離れるようになります。これはどっちかになると、その、筋肉マンの方じゃなくて、そっちはその体重が多い、あの太い人のような、人となります。ここでパウロは私たちに、注意深いことがある。それというのは、サタンは人や物を使ったり、少しだけ、歪んで真理を使ったり、あらゆる、手段を使って我々を神から引き離そうとする。サタンは本当に賢い存在で、サタンは何でも使えます。例えば、アフリカでは、霊的な世界に、そのもう思いすぎるになって、その霊的な世界が、でそれに恐れて逃げる、 そこでも神様から話そうとする。日本とまたアメリカではその霊的な世界がないように、見えない、感じてない、だからない、そういうふうにでも神様、サタンが私たちを神様から話そうとする、そう信じています。でたまにサタンは私たちの一番近い存在、近い人たちを通して使っています。言葉でも行動でも。またさっき言ったように少しだけ歪んだ真理、例えば、聖書的な言葉も使って、例えば、奇跡、愛、家族を大事にする、そういうことを使っても、もちろん神様は私たちを家族を大事にしてほしい、神様は私たちを愛してる、私たちを互いに愛し合う、神様は今でも奇跡を行っていると僕は信じている。ただ言葉を使ってサタンはいろんな方法で私たちを神様から話そうとしているから、なので私たちがその深い猫、生きている土台がないと少しずつ神様から引っ張ってる、私たちが気づいてない間に私たちを引っ張ってる。 In verse 1 it says the spirit clearly says that in later times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Unfortunately Paul already realized, Paul already knew through the Holy Spirit that Satan was going to use the spiritual realm, the evil spirits of this world, as a way to pull us away from God. And the thing is that Satan is incredibly conniving. Satan is intelligent. Satan will do anything, will use any person, any object, any half-truth, or anything else he can to try to pull us away from God. Satan himself knows Scripture. When he tempted Jesus, he used words of Scripture to try to pull Jesus away from God. So don't think that he won't use those same kinds of things on you. He can use nice words, nice Bible type words. He can use people. He can use situations as ways where you are not even realizing it, and he is trying to pull you away from the God who created you and the God who loves you. So it's very important for us as his people to have our roots down deep and to build a foundation built on Jesus. なのでパウロは、ティモティにもその、教会にも注意深い言葉を使って、でただ注意するだけじゃなくて、じゃあどういうふうにサタンと戦えればいいか、それがこの、4節から書いてあります。So Paul then gives a warning to Timothy and to the new church. And you can find those words from verse 4 on. He doesn't just warn them. You know, it's not that there's no hope. But he wants them to be smart and he wants them to be aware. He wants their spiritual eyes to be open. And to be aware that just as God is at work in this world, Satan is also at work. And then he helps them to know how to prepare, how to get those roots deeper in their lives and how to build their life on a foundation. I want you to think about, I want you to look at these images and I want you to remember the first day of your life when you committed yourself. the day that you decidedly gave your life to Jesus. You said, it doesn't belong to me anymore. Think about the journey up to that point. Think about, what were your hopes? What were your dreams? What were you doing? What were you praying? What were you studying that brought you? What were the things that God used to bring you to that point? And as you were looking ahead, where were you then? And maze ano kono ano futatsu no shashin o mitte e mite itadaite, jibun jishin no saisho no hi, yesu no deshi toshite, jibun no inochi, jibun no jinsei o kanzen ni Yesama ni yudaneru. その日を覚えてほしい。そこまでの歩みも、ちょっと時間をとって、覚えてください。そこまで神様はどういうふうに、御言葉を通して、他の兄弟姉妹を通して、自分の人生の、状況を通して、どういうふうに神様が、あなたの心を引っ張っていたか、それを覚えましょう。その日にはもしかしたら、希望を感じて、悔い改めた心を覚えて、平安を覚えて、許された喜び、その喜びがもう溢れる、また深く愛される、もしかしたらこういう感じもあったかもしれません。で、今はまだその希望、悔い改めた心、平安、許された喜び、深く愛されることを今でも毎日気づいて感じているかどうか、それを少し考えてください。 So maybe these were some of the things that you were feeling on the day of your baptism, on the day that you decided that you were going to give your life to Jesus. Hope, a repentant heart, peace, the unending, the overwhelming joy of being forgiven, a strong sense of being deeply loved. Think about that day and think about now. Where were you then and where are you now? And do you still every day wake up thinking those things or not? And why or why not? This is one of the questions that I would like to ask, because this is what I've noticed in my own life, okay? And I'm not just doing this to point at you. This is something that I've been reflecting on me recently. Why is it that we generally study the Bible and pray and try to grow until we become Christians, and then we just drop it? It's like, we have this time, it's like, yeah, God! Okay, I'm done. I don't know any Christian, I don't know any believer of Jesus who hasn't at least gone through this cycle at least one time. こういう質問に関するも、ちょっと一緒に考えてみたいと思います。なぜ、私たちが弟子になるまでは聖書を学び、祈り、成長し、それ以外をやめてしまう傾向にあるでしょうか。これは皆さんに来てるんじゃなくて、これは自分にも疑問してる。正直こういうパターンがもう何回も何回も何回も見てるし、自分の人生の中にもそれを気づいたことある。私たちがクリスチャンになること、それにちょっとだけ興味あったら、じゃあ聖書を学ぼうと思って、それからその熱心さが だんだん大きくなって、じゃあ学びましょう学びましょう学びましょう、祈りましょう祈りましょう、いやー神様神様で洗礼受けて、ではい終わり。まあしばらくじゃあ聖書の勉強に行こう。だけど、しばらく経ててから、あ、自分はいや、あの今日はちょっと都合が悪いからって言い訳が始まる。まあ礼拝は毎週行けたら、まあそこまでは説教を聞いて、まあそこでもう学ぶことがある。まあ月1回ぐらいは行くんだったら、まあそれはまあまあなんとかなるでしょう。まあ年に1回ぐらいクリスマスの時に行ったらどうですか。でだんだん私たちが気づいてない間に神様からだんだん離れていく、その熱心さが消えちゃう。なんででしょう。でどうやって私たちがそのようなそのような衣、そのような弟子にならないため、どういうふうにそれができるのか。 So we start off, you know, for a lot of us who come from North America, this is not everybody's story. This is becoming less and less the story of the people in North America. In fact, the people in North America, a lot of them are becoming more like, more having stories like Japanese people themselves, where they did not grow up in a church setting. They have no story. But for a lot of us, we grow up in Sunday school, and then for whatever reason, we feel like we should become Christians. And so that's when we start studying the Bible. And we're like, woo, woo, woo. You know, we're studying, and it's like, yeah, and I'm sinful, and I need to be forgiven. And so we study the Bible, and we pray, and we're baptized, and then it's like, it's over. Well, maybe that feeling lasts for a while. But then it's easy for us to say, well, but you see, you know, this week I've got... But, you know, next week I'll be there again. You know, or, well, you know, at least if I'm just like, you know, doing some good stuff with some of the other church members, you know, then, well, at least then I'm kind of, you know, I'm fellowshipping with the saints. I'm not, you know, giving up on the assemblies it talks about in Hebrews. And slowly and surely, what we realize is we don't realize, but we are being pulled away from God. We are taking steps away from God. And I want you to hear that I'm not saying your church attendance shows whether or not you are a good Christian or a bad Christian. If that's what you're hearing in this message, then you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm asking you, from your passion in your relationship with God, where it was and where it is, why does that happen? That is the question that I'm asking you today. I'm asking you to reflect on. 今朝の箇所に気づいたことは一つです。それは6節に書いてあります。これらのことを兄弟たちに教えるなら、あなたはキリストイエスの立派な奉仕者になります。この言葉です。信仰の言葉と、あなたが従ってきた良い教えの言葉とによって養われているからです。 Look at verse 6 with me. If you point these things out to the brothers, you'll be a good minister of Christ Jesus. And here are the words that I want you to remember, brought up in the truths of the faith and of the good teaching that you have followed. It's not my word. It's the word of God. It's not my faith. It's the faith that God forms in me. 私の言葉、私の思いじゃなくて、御言葉、 神様が私たちに伝えている言葉、私の信仰じゃなくて神様が私たちに与えてくださっている信仰、それによって私たちが生きていく。は大学生の時に、ある、牧師先生に、お世話になって、その牧師先生が、この牧師先生が、日本に、今回日本に帰る、日に、癌で亡くなりました。で、この牧師先生はデイラスとセイジの、あの牧師だった。で、この人は一番、印象として一つの言葉を使ったら愛がある。神様を何より愛したし、人を愛したということも言える。で、彼がこういう言葉を、私に教えてくれました。私たちの説教、また私たちの教えは心と行動を変えるよりも頭に情報を入れることに集中しています。だからこれは一つの、私たちではその信仰に強さか弱さは、この二つの問題がある。これは一つのチャレンジだと思います。私たちの説教、私たちの教えでは心と行動を変えるよりも頭に情報を入れること。先週の説教は覚えてますか？内容、先週の説教はどうやって先週自分の人生に、自分の信仰生活に使いましたか？私たちはよくここで集まって、一生懸命説教とかを準備しても、それを一生懸命聞いても、もう聞いたらもうすぐ出る。ただ聞くだけじゃなくて行動にする。私たち のこの教会だけじゃなくて、どの教会でも、教会が集まったら、もし45分ぐらいの、先生の話を聞いたら、あ、よし、今年もできた、合同礼拝できた。でもその合同礼拝が終わったら、自分の人生に何の有益になりますか？それは私たちの一つのチャレンジだと思います。So, Gary Cleveland, was one of my mentors. He was a wonderful man. If I think about him in one word, the word is love. He really deeply loved God, and he really deeply loved people in a very, very not judgmental way. And he came into my life when I was in university at a really crucial time in my faith. And I remember him saying these words to me. He just passed away the day I was coming back from Canada, from cancer after a long battle. But he said, too much of our preaching and teaching focuses on information rather than on transformation. And I think that's a part of our problem, is we come in, we sit, we listen for a few hours. Part of that problem is the teacher. You know, even if I am trying to prepare today to help you to do something with it, that's part of the challenge. But the other part of the challenge is, what are you doing with it after this? When this is done today, how are you going to take something and change it? Do you remember what last week's message was? Did you do anything with it, like in any way in your life last week? See, there's, we come in and we feel like we've punched our church card, and we feel great because we learned a few more words of information about Jesus. But how is it really changing the kind of people that we are and what we're doing, our behavior? This is one of the challenges. I think that's one of the reasons why we go very passionate until we give our lives to Jesus, and then it just becomes a bunch of information. Then bless my roommate, Gaku. He always comes down with a scripture. As I was preparing for this week, these were two scriptures that he read to me this week. We were eating breakfast and he read these two, so I want us to read them as well. The first one is 1 Peter 1, 13 through 15. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. この説教を準備している間に僕のすごく愛しているルームメイト、ガク君が、ほぼ毎朝、階段から、ダイニングの方に来て、いつも御言葉を開いて、で朝ごはんを食べながら、御言葉を読んでいる。でその分かち合える時間もあります。でこの箇所と次の箇所をこの2つを、読んでいて、とても今日の説教と合っている言葉があります。この第二ペテロの一章三節と五節を読みたいと思います。というのは私たちをご自身の栄光と徳によってお召しになった方を、私たちがしたことによって主イエスの神としての道からは命と経験に関するすべてのことを私たちに与えるからです。私たちのすべての必要なものを与えてくださっている。誰かに頼るんじゃなくて、すべて私たちが自分で経験になるために神様がそれを私たちに与えてくださっている。で、5節、こういうわけですから、あなた方はあらゆる努力をして、信仰には徳を、徳には知識を、知識には実践を、実践には忍耐を、忍耐には経験を、経験には兄弟愛を、兄弟愛には愛を加えなさい。これは私たちのゴールです。His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. For this reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. God has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Not that it's somebody else's fault. Not that it's even God's fault. God has already prepared it. And God has already given it to us. So what are we doing with all of the things that God has given to us for life and godliness? So training yourself in godliness, what does that mean? It means being an example in speech, life, love, faith, and purity. Ooh, that's a long list. And intentionally and completely devoted to using scripture to know and to obey God. Can we do that? 経験のために自分を鍛錬する。自分を鍛錬する。何々先生によって鍛錬するじゃなくて、自分を鍛錬する。その経験とはどういうことかと、 kotoba ni mo, taido ni mo, ai ni mo, shinko ni mo, jinsei ni mo, mohan to naru. Wa. Sore wa muzukashii na. Kami o shiri, kami ni shitagau tame ni seisho no roroku ni sennen suru. 私たちこれができるでしょうか。私たちが目指しているのは経験になる 神様らしさ、それは私たちが目指している。世界がそれを見えないとこの信仰は無意味です。自分の人生の中にも何も変わらないなら、それも無意味です。この信仰を捨ててもいいです。逆に、経験な人生に生きていかないなら、どっちかというと、それは神様自身にマイナスになります。私たちは神様の衣で、素晴らしい神様が私たちのために愛を、許しを、恵みを与えてくださいます。なので、その先ほどの4節に書いてあるように、私たちが感謝するべき、それは私たちの生き方でそれを表しています。If there is no godliness, if we are not continually growing more godly in our nature, in our relationship with God, if the world cannot see that, there is no, absolutely no purpose for this faith. You might as well give up. In fact, if you are not experiencing any kind of change at all,It's worthless to you too. You are just filling time. You are taking away from God. You are presenting to other people who God is. The God who loves you. The God who forgives you. The God who gives you grace.And gives you life. Think about somebody who's very important to you, a person that you love. You want other people to think good of that person. Okay, I'm breaking off from the Japanese here for a second. You know, I'm dating Kristen, so I want everybody to think that Kristen is a good person. I want my mom.To think that Kristen is a good person. So I'm going to do everything that I can to try and highlight her good parts so that the rest of my family loves her. Why would we not do the same thing for our God? So what is godliness? Godliness is to be trained in a life that is God-centered through Scripture, through God-focused worship, and through mission. You have to keep the action. It can't just be the information. It can't be just the knowledge. It also has to be the action. And then what does that mean when he set an example in speech and life and love and faith and purity? So speech and life, that's how we reflect God in our actions and our lifestyle. Let me remind you again what Rich said. You are the 67th book of the Bible.The people that you work with, the people that you teach in your schools may not ever read the Bible, but they're going to look at you. So what are they seeing in your actions? And I'm not just talking about in the workplace. I'm talking about when you go to the grocery store. I'm talking about when you go to the restaurant. I'm talking about when you're walking on the street. What are they seeing? Love and faith, the work of the Spirit in our relationship with Jesus and with others. I think that's what an example of love and faith is how they see a relationship with God and a relationship with other people. And purity, of course, is sexual conduct. And that's not just body. That's mind, body, and spirit. How are we trying to be pure? You know, a lot of times we don't like to use the S word in worship, okay? But I think we have to get on that point with our faith. Are we being pure in our minds, in our bodies, and in our spirit sexually? I think because we're created that way. Timothy lists these things: speech, life, love, faith, and purity is how we need to show our example. That's how we live out godliness. なので、その経験というのは神と共に生きる生き方。それにおいて、鍛錬される。自分でそれをやる。まあ幸いなことは、私たちは一人で、一人ぼっちにならなくて、教会を与えてくださっている。一緒に歩む人もいる。ただその責任は自分自身、でその模範になるのは言葉と態度によって、また愛と信仰によって、なのでその言葉と態度、言葉と態度は我々の行動と生き方を通して神を映し出す。この言葉を覚えてなかった。映し出す。なんかよく日本では人の行動によって決める。僕が日本に来た時にそのゴミの出し方はすごく面倒くさかった。だけどある人に注意して、周りの近所の方が、何を捨てるか、どういうふうにそれ捨てるかを見てるよ。なのでちゃんとしなさい。イエスの弟子だから。でイエスの弟子がちゃんとやったら、あ、そういうような人になりたいと思っちゃうから、やっぱり行動、私たちの信仰は行動と離れられない。言葉、態度、我らの行動と生き方を通して、神を、映し出す。愛と信仰はイエス様と人との関係を通して聖霊様の働き。人間関係は私たちの一番悩みだと思います。で、噂話と、文句を言うとかは、あといろんなその人の周りにの関係がたくさん問題があったら、その人は人を愛してるか、人に愛されてるのかということに、という疑問があります。なので愛または信仰は聖霊様の働きによって、イエス様との関係、また人との関係、そういうような模範、また純潔、これは聖です。頭も体も霊も、正直説教で性のことは教会ではあまり言わないんだけど、もっと言うべきだと思います。私たちはそういうふうに神様が私たちを作られたわけですから、なので、それに関するも私たちが、純潔な人になる、何を思ってるか、何をやってるか、その性は三つの部分も使ってるから、なのでそういうような模範になることを私たちが目指しています。で、いつも最後に私は質問を、みんなに渡しますので、その原点回帰 私たちが健康になるために、これはあの病院の先生がいつも、僕に、うるさくまで言ってるけど、健康なダイエット、健康的なダイエット、あと運動、あと十分休む、あと健全な関係つながりで、それを霊的にもこういう質問を、書いていただいて今週中考えてほしい。だからペンを取ってこの質問を書いて考えましょう。まず、健康的なダイエットは御言葉。御言葉は私たちの食べ物。神様を知るために自分自身で、また他の人々と聖書を読む時間をどれぐらい捧げていますか。私たちはいろんな趣味があります。また、家事がたくさんあります。また仕事があります。だから私たちの時間の使い方、どれぐらい携帯を見てますか。どれぐらいインターネットで時間を過ごしてますか。だからその聖書を読む時間はどれぐらい捧げてますか。2番、運動。神様との関係をどうやって行動に表してますか。それは伝道と奉仕、両方。奉仕だけじゃなくて、私たちはよく伝道に苦手る。いや、私は弱いんですけど、じゃあ先生まで連れて行こうじゃなくて、自分で自分の進歩、自分の証をシェアする、友達に、家族に。3番目、十分休む。毎日どのくらいあ、この言葉を覚えてない。
頻繁、
ごめん、ありがとう。毎日どのぐらい頻繁に神様とお祈りを通して親密な会話をしていますか。4番目、健全な関係つながり。これも大切ですよ。私の周りの信頼関係は経験差を成長させ、神様のために生きる手助けとなっていますか。 Okay, so we talked about physical training. I have to go to the doctor every 2 months for high blood pressure, and the doctor is very annoying to me because she always talks about these 4 things in my life, about what I'm doing or not doing. Okay, but for a healthy physical life, we need a healthy diet, exercise, plenty of rest, and positive relationships. We live in a very overworked society. We do not exercise. We eat whatever we want. And our relationships suffer because of that. But these are four things that we need. So, I always leave with a question. So here are my questions for you. 1, for your healthy diet, how much time do I devote? I'm putting it I, because I'm asking myself this question. I want you to ask yourself. If you have a pen, can you write this down and think through these questions this week? How much time do I devote to knowing God through Scripture, both on my own and in a time of study with others? I know we have hobbies that we like to do. I know that we have work that we have to do and errands. I know that we need to hang out and we need to relax. But how much time do we spend doing that versus not knowing about God, but knowing Him personally? And how much do I do that on my own? How much do I do that with somebody else? It's interesting to me. I was thinking this week about how many times a day I pick up my phone, my iPhone, and start. I hit the Facebook and look and see what's new on Facebook, and how many times I check to see who has emailed me, and how often do I actually connect and ask the same question to God to get to know God. Okay, number two. It says 1, but it's actually 2. Exercise. What am I doing to put my relationship with God in action, and how? In mission and in service. Again, it's not information, it's action. Number three, plenty of rest. Am I in intimate, open conversation with God in prayer several times a day? When the Psalms talk about leading to green pastures and still waters, how much time am I spending with God, resting in conversation with Him? And number four, positive relationships. Please, 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 do not underestimate this question. Are the trusting relationships around me ones that encourage a life of godliness and living for Him? お祈りします。神様、 私が今朝、あなた様から導いてくれたようにこのメッセージを あまりうまく伝えなかったと思いますが、どうか私たちが人生が変わっている敬虔な弟子になることを何より願って、私たちが言葉でも行動でも関係でもあなた様が喜ばれるような人生生き方で、また他の人がそれを気づいて他の人に模範になるような人生が生きていけますように、どうか聖霊様、私たちを助けて導いてください。 But I really believe that this morning you called me to share this message, and I don't think that I confess that I have not, I don't feel like I have done a very good job in really communicating it the best way. But the desire of my heart is that we would become a people who are real and are really transformed and really live lives that are changed. That you would be in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions, in our relationships, in a way that would bring you pure joy, that would help us to remember the deeper meaning of our lives, and that would be an example for other people, that other people would want to follow, so that we give you glory, so that we build your reputation for who you are and for what you're doing. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.